Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
It's the CDGA Golf Show here on ESPN 1000. This segment brought to you by Tour Edge. We will talk with Andrew Lehman, the John Deere Tournament Director, in just a little bit. But Mike, there's been all sorts of stories going on around golf, but there is some spectacular stuff also that is taking place out at the U.S. Senior Open out at Newport Country Club. We saw one guy who went back-to-back with aces. I don't think that's ever happened in professional play. And then also, how about one of the Verdoliaks, also a local guy, a guy who's just a lawyer here in the Chicagoland area. He's also participating out there as well. So a lot of cool stuff happening out at the U.S. Senior Open along the Champions Tour as well.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt. And, you know, Tyler, it just... the weirdest thing happened when we were talking with Andy. You know, I said to him, did the USGA really have the US Open at Pinehurst? Was that really the 1,000th championship? And he said it wasn't supposed to be. And what ended up happening was, with all of the COVID and how it disrupted and what some events were contested and some ultimately were just canceled, all the stars aligned and it made Pinehurst number 1,000. So then they're now at Newport Country Club. Well, Newport hosted the very first USGA championship many, many, many years ago. And so it's now doing 1,001. And it's weird how it just worked that way. They didn't try to plan it that way. It just, all the stars aligned, all because of COVID. Kind of a weird story, but a lot of cool things happening up at Newport. Great, great golf course. And how about 71-year-old Gary Cope qualifying? The oldest player to play in a senior open. That's something.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how, like, you go across the country and there's so many different amazing stories taking place across the United States in the golf world. I mean, there's an incredible event that you're at right now, the Chicago Adaptive Open. There's the U.S. Senior Open. And last week we saw a fantastic event on the women's side of things as well with the LPGA championship, and Amy Yang in her 75th major championship attempt finally gets above the rest and wins out at Sahali Country Club. And there's just so many different stories across the golf world right now in all these different pockets of this country, and they all have these different unique stories to them, but they're all competing in the same sport.
Yeah, and you're so spot on, and I think that's why the game is so very, very great and thriving the way that it is, and people are either discovering it for the first time or rediscovering it again, and the industry couldn't be any stronger. The game is strong all the way up to the professional level, although obviously LIV and PGA has its issues. But, you know, when you talk about that Senior Open, you know, here's another guy, Richard Bland from LIV, doing it again. I mean, he's tied for third. He could win another major. Mm-hmm. And LIV guys are just taking over.
Yeah. Speaking of LIV golf, I do want to talk about what happened with Jon Rahm last week. The drone that was going overhead for one of his tee shots, and he rips it into the water and then proceeds to have a tirade over a drone. And he basically goes, every bleeping week, it's one of these drones that's messing with my shots. And I'll say this, like, we've seen the hothead Jon Rahm in the past, but it seems like that character has kind of been tucked away for a little bit. We haven't seen a good Jon Rahm outburst in quite some time, it feels like. But I have very little sympathy for him. He joined a tour whose motto is golf, but louder, who has concerts blaring during some of these tournaments with music out there. It's a rowdy crowd. Everything, every week is a party on the LIV Golf Tour. And you're going to have your frustrations over a drone that is going overhead of you, that is providing the coverage, that is part of the reason why you are able to compete for as many millions of dollars as you are allowed to. That, to me, was ridiculous that he would get that upset. And it just feels like it was one of those things. Things weren't going well, and he was looking to outsource some of his anger. And for him, he chose the drone that happened to be flying overhead.
100%, Tyler. And, you know, I think that moment sums up, I think, just his whole season, his whole year since he walked away from the PGA Tour. I think you're looking at a guy that is not happy with himself, the decision that he made, and now he has to live with it. And he's not liking it. And things, when they don't go his way, he lets you know about it. And I've now seen him in a variety of different places over the last few months, and I have yet to see the man smile. He does not look like he is the same John Rahm that we saw, you know, making the bomb at Olympia Fields and winning, and all of what he was doing was coming so very easy. But since he's made this move, you know, it's just one of those things where he just needs time to get comfortable with the decision and being with his colleagues and being out there on the tour and having people, yeah, they're whispering, they're saying something that you were the guy that left. Well, of course they're going to say that. That was huge news. And how much money did you get? Oh, yeah, that's right. How many hundreds of millions? So to your point, he needs to live with it. Drones or no drones, if that thing has got the muffler off of it, it doesn't matter. He's getting paid, just like you said. So, you know, I think it's just indicative of where John Rahm is mentally in his state of his career right now. So he just needs to, you know, chill.
Yeah.
It's probably the best way.
Yeah. I mean, that's a guy who's clearly never played around with the cicadas this year in the Chicagoland area, because if you've played around with the cicadas, a little drone noise isn't going to throw you off at all. But no, the whole John Rahm struggles of the year, I mean, terrible showing at the Masters, terrible showing at all the other majors as well. And I thought he would be maybe better equipped, and that we would see not that he had a bad year last year, but we would see like an even better John Rahm, because he kind of gets to practice on his terms, but now, and perform on his terms. But now it's one of those things where I think the PGA Tour was the much better spot for John Rahm. Listen, LIV is better for some. LIV is clearly better for Brooks. It's clearly better for Bryson, because those were two guys who were dealing with injuries and ailments and stuff like that. But for John Rahm, I don't think LIV was the best decision for him. And I think we're starting to see it really start to catch up with him. And the frustration's clearly coming out as well. He withdrew from the U.S. Open because of, what was it, a toe infection was his reason for withdrawing? Like, that's something that with John Rahm, this is a guy who I feel like needs the wear and tear, the daily grind of the PGA Tour to be the John Rahm that we saw winning majors, that won the Masters. That's, I think it was very beneficial for him.
No, I agree. And I think John Rahm is a guy who thrives on consistency. He likes to get in certain rhythms. And when he gets hot, he's dangerous weeks in a row. And the problem with LIV, it's not built that way. That's partly what enticed these guys to do that. And I think that the schedule and the format at this moment doesn't fit his personality and what he is comfortable doing and the frequency that he does it. I think he went over there with the idea that things were going to change and change in a more quicker fashion than what we've seen thus far. And after listening to Andy a little while ago, I don't think this thing's getting done anytime soon. So I think John may have thought that, well, they'll merge quick and there'll be more events and I'll be able to kind of live a life on both tours. I think John's beginning to see that maybe this thing isn't going to happen on the timeline that either somebody shared with him, Mr. Mickelson, or, you know, or whatever information he was given. I'm not so sure that the decision that he's made really if you shot him up with some truth venom, I guarantee you he would tell you he regrets it.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will try to connect with Andrew Lehman, also take a trip around the CDGA as well. That's all coming up next. This segment has been brought to you by Tour Edge.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Thank you to Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. This segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Let's head on out to the Jersey Mike's hotline. Jersey Mike's a sub above, where we find the tournament director for the John Deere Classic. It is Andrew Lehman. He joins us on the CDGA Golf Show. Good morning, Andrew. Thanks for joining us today.
Morning, fellas. Thanks so much for having us.
Of course.
Hey, Andrew.
And Andrew, it's an exciting time as the John Deere Classic is in the Quad Cities, July 4th through 7th at TPC Deer Run. And it's a pretty exciting field as well. Jordan Spieth is back for the first time since he won back in 2015. Also, Patrick Cantlay, Jason Day, and the reigning champion, Sepp Straka. How exciting is it to have this caliber of field entering this year's tournament?
Well, I tell you what, guys, it's been a fun ride getting out and talking to players. You know, the recruiting process isn't easy. You know, there's no shortage of opportunities for these guys to play week in and week out, and we know they're going to play somewhere between, you know, 19 to 22 or 23 times a year. So for us to get this field across the finish line, we're super excited, you know, to have Patrick Cantlay here, eighth in the world, and then certainly the return of Jordan Spieth. It's been 9 years, and everybody in town asks when Jordan's coming back. So a lot of excitement here in the Quad Cities.
Well, Andrew, you know, you mentioned the recruiting process here. And when did it all start? Because, you know, with the state of golf being the way that it is, you've got probably one of the toughest jobs in the PGA Tour, given the status of your event. Don't you feel that way?
You know, it's not easy. You know, you've got all the signature events now, you've got the majors, and so now you're chewing up 12 to 15 of those 19 to 22 or 23 events. But being uniquely situated near the end of the PGA Tour regular season, we're 2 weeks after the last signature event, 2 weeks before the Open Championship, and I think if you go back and look when the tour started to make some of these announcements and changes, gosh, 18, 19, 20 months ago, I don't know that we really knew what it would mean for an event like ours, but it's played in our favor. You know, being inside the top 50 is critical now for these guys. Being in the top 70 to make sure that you're in the first playoff event in Memphis is important. And all those factors have kind of helped us. And again, being near the end of the schedule is playing in our favor as well. So we know that when guys get here, they love the golf course, they fall in love with the community, and it's just going to be a great week. And summer's officially here when the John Deere Classic gets here in the summer.
Yeah, it's a good way to spend the 4th of July weekend as well. Andrew Lehman, the tournament director for the John Deere Classic, with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Andrew, one of the other things, too, is that this event always features some great up-and-coming young talent. What can people who go out to attend or watch on television this week expect to see from a youth movement here in terms of the field?
Well, you're spot on. And, you know, tournament directors before me have laid the foundation with this event of giving up-and-coming talent their, you know, either their first start or being near the beginning of their professional journeys. So for us, in terms of young guys, we're excited to welcome Luke Clanton here. You know, great player from Florida State, finishes second in the NCAA championships and makes the U.S. Open. Jackson Buchanan, really accomplished player from the University of Illinois, again, played in the U.S. Open. Cole Sherwood, you know, finished sixth on PGA Tour U coming out of Vanderbilt. And then, you know, Neil Shipley's kind of set the golf world on fire here lately, the low AM and the Masters and U.S. Open. So he's playing great in Detroit this week, and we're excited to get him here, too, next week.
Well, Andrew, you know, without a question, I've been around professional golf for several decades now, and nobody does it better than you guys out in the Quad Cities as far as operationally, having the town, the community, everyone comes out for this, and the support that John Deere gives this thing. I think it's one of the best, if not the best, run tour event in the calendar year out there. Tell us why is the community, I mean, the embracing part of this? I mean, they own this event, don't they?
They do. And if you want to keep shouting what you just said from the mountaintops, feel free to do it. That's a great marketing piece right there. No, it's great. It starts first and foremost with John Deere. And hands down, in our opinion, the greatest title sponsor on the PGA Tour. They do so much for this event. They're so ingrained in this community. We just ran an economic impact study after our 2023 event. And, you know, playing in one of the smallest markets on the PGA Tour, we're a community of about 380,000. Our economic impact from our event is just over $70 million. Did a record $14.1 million for charity last year. So those two factors at the top are really important to Deer. They're so civic-minded and philanthropic-driven. So that's the first part. The community, as we talk about our Birdies program, they understand it, the nonprofit work that's happening. And as a result from this event, all these nonprofits are benefiting from that. And, you know, those are important factors. And we want this event to not just be an event for golf fans. It should be an event for the entire community. That's why we brought the Concerts on Course series to life last year. And really trying to weave in, you know, uniting golf fans and non-golf fans around a charitable mission. And it's complete community buy-in, and we're so blessed because there's no shortage of things for people to fill their time with in the summer. And to have people come out and support the event is just, it's just an awesome feeling.
Andrew, thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning, and we'll look forward to watching.
I can't wait. Thanks for having us, and good luck with the rest of your weekend.
That's Andrew Lehman,
Andrew,
tournament director of the John Deere Classic, again, taking place July 4th through 7th out in the Quad Cities TPC Deer Run. Real quick, Mike, you got about 20 seconds here. What's going on around the CDGA?
Well, we got the Chicago Adaptive Open. Feel free to come on out. No tickets or price to get in for admission, free admission. And CDGA members, be on the lookout for the Chicago District Golfer arriving in your mailbox if it hasn't already. Some great reading there. That's it.
Awesome. All right. So it should be a great day for golf as well. So people that are going to be getting on out there, enjoy your rounds out on the courses today. For Mike and I'm Tyler, thank you to Andy North for joining us. And thank you to Andrew Lehman and, as always, Justin Pottinger for producing today's show. The segment brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. We'll talk to you next week.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.